First of all, in Psalm 93, thinking of the importance of the body, I think I'd like to come to an assembly and give out a piece of paper and a pencil and ask everyone to write down on that paper five reasons why they've come to this particular place of worship. Now, I'm not going to do that, but just imagine that I did. Just think what you would write down for the reasons for being here. But I'm thinking of the importance of the human body, and I'm thinking of the importance of the body of Christ. Now, in Psalm 94, verse 8, "Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile." Just think for a minute about the ear and the eye. He who planted the ear, what a wonderful thing the ear is. Without going into the mechanics of it, how wonderfully it's constructed. And how it not only enables us to hear speech, but music and all other kinds of sounds. But in the ear, there's the organs of balance, the way by which we can keep our balance. And you think of some of these ballerinas and some of these ice skaters, the way they twirl round and round and round and round, and then stop dead and don't fall over from giddiness. How wonderful that is. And it all comes from the balance in the ear. And the eye, what a wonderful organ that is. You can look at something, and of course, the object is turned upside down in your eye. Really, you see something's upside. Everything's upside down. But our own senses put it back the right way up. And it was the eye and the ear that gave Darwin considerable trouble with his theory of evolution. And the theory of evolution is something that is no longer a scientific theory, but it's a whole philosophy of life. It's a substitution of a theoretical process for the Creator. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. And our whole society is permeated with philosophy that is anti-God, that's anti-Christian, anti-Bible, and how much the media is permeated with it. Let's just go back to Genesis. And probably some of the most important verses in creation. But have you ever thought of the importance of the very first verse of Genesis? Just let's read that. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." A wonderful statement of total creation. We could say, "In the beginning, God created the universe, sun, moon, stars, everything." A magnificent statement of creation. In Psalm 33, there's a similar statement. "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth."